Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
First of all, Happy New Year to all of our listeners, and we appreciate y'all's support during the year, and we're going to continue to try to bring as much information to you as we can in a complicated world of precious metals, which is changing all the time. But I want to start out today explaining to people, as we get questions about the value of gold compared to the world investment markets, and through a good friend of mine at a brokerage firm, he was able to come up and find out that at the end of the year, the U.S. stock market was worth $17 trillion. The bond market, both domestic and foreign, was $70 trillion. And the domestic cash hoard around the world where people keep their money in money markets or CDs was $10 trillion. And, of course, gold is only about $2 trillion. So we're talking about of that $97 trillion, gold is less than 2% of the investments in the world are in gold, and the rest of it. And our listeners have been fortunate enough to see the last 13 years or the first 12 years of the 13-year bull market, what has happened when people move out of bonds, when markets are moving up, and when people are out of stocks because the valuations are not there. So now you fast forward, you know, all the way back 13 years ago, the Dow is about 3% higher today than it was 13 years ago, while gold has gone from 256 up to over 1,200. So there's been no comparison in which has done the best. So we want people to realize that we think gold is headed back to at least 5% of the world assets, which if it does, it'll produce a price of well over $2,500, where it'll double the price of gold if gold goes back to 5% of the value that we had back in 1981 at the last height of the market. There's been an interesting study put out by Burt Doman, and Burt has spoken all over the world. He spoke in December at an L.A. conference and presented his case. And this is not a gold person. This is a cycle person that looks at cycles. And he showed that literally over the last 500 years that gold has a 20-year cycle down and a 30-year cycle up. We are 13 years into that cycle right now. And what has been interesting over these 500 years or about 19 different cycles, gold will go up, and then it'll drop an average of 43% from its top to its bottom before it makes the big move. Now, if we go back to the one that ended in 1981, gold had gone from $35, it had gone up to 400s, and then it dropped down 50% before it went up eight times to 850 in March of 1981. This market we're in right now has had a 37% decline since October of 2012, and we think it could decrease a little more, or we may have already seen it. But here's the important thing. The next move, we think, will be eight times up, which will put it around 10,000 numbers that you're seeing out there, and we're only 13 years in to this bull market of 30 years that's been going on for 19 different times. So this is very important that you always get a quietness and a drop before you get the very big move. Further proof of that, of course, is the Federal Reserve notes that Jerry Robinson and I have talked about so many times when Jerry and Jennifer came and visited us at St. Simon's Island, Georgia, where we live. It's right next to Jekyll, where the Federal Reserve Act was done in 1913, and we're now seeing that the dollar has decreased 97% in 100 years. And we know from world history that not a single currency in the history of the world has survived that went off a go-back standard. And the U.S. dollar will not be the first, and we really look for acceleration as things begin to fail during 2014. We look for all kinds of problems with the Obama Health Care Act. We look at major problems in Japan. Germany's banks are way underfunded. I think this will come out in the first quarter. We're seeing political turmoil in Thailand, Sudan, and other places that are is really good for gold, but certainly bad for the world. So I really think it's a quiet before the storm. It's hard to tell people the sky is falling and them to believe after we had this pullback in 2013, and it did catch me by surprise, the severity of it, but certainly it hasn't changed one iota, one thing on the bull market in both gold and silver. And then I want to close up by talking briefly about palladium. I keep hammering and hammering and hammering and asking people to diversify their metals and pick up palladium. In 2013, we saw gold go down 25%, silver 33%, and we saw palladium go up 3%. So if you just diversified some of your gold and silver or your new purchases into palladium. With the severity of the mining problems in Russia and the labor problems in South Africa where palladium comes from and the pickup in car sales last quarter, palladium, once again, could be the number one metal in 2014, just like it was in 2012 and 2013. We still have a tremendous deal on COMEX palladium bars. And if nothing else, buy you one or two. Just get in the act of getting you some palladium because there's going to be some severe shortages in the physical palladium market over the next 2 or 3 years. And quite frankly, I think you'll even see it this year. So I continue to hammer it, and very few of you are taking advantage of it. You're continuing to buy the other, which long-term, I think you're going to be fine. But it also is a great time. Platinum looks good, too, but if you don't have either one of them, I would urge you to buy palladium first. And then lastly, I'll mention before I give my phone number is if you have rare coins, another down year, and we just urge you to call and talk to us about getting those rare coins because the collector base is continuing to go down, and you need to get it converted before the next move up in gold, silver, and palladium, which we think will be start any time. So we'll talk about that. And then lastly, if you don't have precious metals in your IRA and want to get them, I urge you to give us a call, and we'll walk you through how to have a precious metals IRA in precious metals, gold, and silver, because you do have to have a custodian. But we can help you and be your broker in the transactions. So if you have money laying there that is in cash and needs a place to go, it's probably a great place to diversify your IRAs by getting a precious metals IRA. For those of you that don't have our phone number, it's 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. And if you're not getting our email blast, you can sign up for that at ftmdaily.com and go to the Precious Metals button. And we keep your name confidential and never share it with anyone, but we send out a couple articles a week and sales and updates and buy and sell signals on metals when we think it's time to exit or time to get in. So if you're not getting that, it's certainly something you should try over the near future. Once again, we're looking for an exciting 2014 and hope to be of help to you. This is Tom Cloud with this week's Precious Metals Market Update. Signing out.